Hey, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. And coming up on the show, we have got ourselves a situation in Pittsburgh to monitor. We've got an injury to Ben Roethlisberger, and we've got some critical comments towards his offensive coordinator, possibly some friction there in Pittsburgh. We'll dive into that. Plus, a battle at running back for one team in the NFC. What does it mean moving forward for that franchise? We've got an awful first pitch at Wrigley Field. We're going to rank some take me out to the ball game renditions from Wrigley as well. We're going to take a closer look also at a team in the NFC whose season is already over with. All of that is coming up next here. It's the Wednesday edition of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe for you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So we've got ourselves maybe a problem for what some people considered a Super Bowl contender. We'll get into all of that coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. And, you know, it's Wednesday, LeVar. I don't know if you know what that means or not.
Oh, yes, I do.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yeah, we are fired up about it.
Hey, Brady, that's my Jonas voice, by the way.
Yeah.
This is Jonas Knox here.
There's a spot on the network that plays in which I pop on, and the volume is way too high.
Yeah, he was very, very excited to do this.
And it
spot.
Sounds, hey.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, just like, it's just very.
Jonas has a jarring. Nice range of voices.
He does. He can go really deep, but he can go really high with it.
He can do the A, hey, LeVar. He can hit that falsetto.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear it.
When he needed to back in the day, he could hit that falsetto.
I mean, yeah, you know, I don't know. I might be a little too early for that that here. But,
okay. Yeah.
They said he used to do telemarketing with that voice, too, you know, late night.
Oh, Jonas, you have to have some stories from that.
Guy 7. You know what I mean?
Stories from telemarketing?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. There was a company I worked for. We sold ink and ribbon supplies, and
I thought y'all sold fantasies.
Well, no, there's that too. That's hour three.
Hey, LeVar set you up, dude. Yeah. Oh, LeVar set you up right into that.
That is hour three. So we were working for a company selling ink and ribbon supplies, and a guy that I worked with used a fake name. And the name that he used was Jake Danzig because his favorite band was Danzig. And there was no purpose of it. It made no sense. He just thought it was funny. And so this guy called up a company trying to sell him ink and ribbon supplies on a call list.
And
he says, I got those ink and toner for you. Get those shipped out right away. No problem. Get the right. And the guy's like, who's this? And the guy says, John, because for whatever reason he used a different name than his fake name, and he goes, John who? And he couldn't think of an answer because he was already in the lie, so he just said John Denver.
And
the guy on the other end goes, this is Merle Haggard, we're not interested, and hung up on him. It was so great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's you will meet a lot of alcoholics
off.
In that business, by the way. A lot of them. They will
real
get after
quick
it
to cap
bit.
This off. Doesn't ink sell itself? Like,
yes.
If you're out of
yes.
ink, you yes. just go get more ink or yes. order ink.
Yeah. Like, it's a tough business.
Now, the ribbon
man.
Part is a little shaky. I don't know. Yeah. How did I come up with ink and ribbons? I mean,
I got fired.
That's a great point.
You know,
like, what makes those go together?
It's a weird combination.
I got fired from an ink and toner company because they went through my search history and saw I was applying for radio jobs while I was on the clock.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So
oh,
that.
Yeah. I'm sure that's why they fired
I swear
you.
To God. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Listen. No,
hey,
look.
Kid, you know what? We realize that you want to better yourself. So yourself and go find another job elsewhere. We looked at your search history. Yeah. We're going to fire you.
And
I'm sure that was the conversation.
We got complaints. Yeah. So the cubicle right, behind pal. You says you keep looking for change in your front pocket.
Too much pocket pool.
Too much change.
You're looking for that eight ball to go into the corner pocket. too much pocket pool.
It was the radio websites that got you fired.
Try 3.5 ball.
Not all the other websites you're looking at.
I was going to say.
What a lie.
What an
absolute lie.
Yeah,
the real 3.25 ball. The quarter pocket. All right, so here we go. Are we on the air yet, by the way? Have we started the show? All right, so here we go, guys. Let's start in the NFL. We were going to start in the NBA, but we care about listeners. So we decided, all right, we want to keep the ratings up. So we started in the NFL. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. They're called the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people up in the Western Pennsylvania area call them the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've got a little bit of an issue. Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with some sort of an injury. His status is unknown. Here was his head coach yesterday talking about Big Ben.
We have some new injuries to contend with. Ben has a pec injury of some kind on his left pec that could affect him from a preparation standpoint. Don't have an idea how much as I sit here right now, but we better be ready to be adjustable and deal with that.
Well, I mean, the good thing is that the offense can't get much worse. So I guess there's that.
There's that.
To go along with all this. So, yeah, just one.
Hey, LeVar, have you ever hurt your pec?
No, I haven't, actually. I mean, maybe I've come close. Maybe I had situations where it could have happened. But, no, I've never had it. Yeah.
I've never had it. The only thing I'm thinking in my back of my mind is if he got hit and landed awkwardly on the football or something as he's getting hit or going down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the only thing that can come to mind. And it's his left pec, so it really shouldn't impact his throwing motion that much. I mean, even your off-arm shoulder might, but not your pec.
I mean, it's more of a D lineman, offensive lineman, like when you're engaged on a tackle or engaged. Like that's
it's more of a weight room injury.
Yeah, like
sounds
I was
like
say.
A weight room injury, yeah, or different room injury, but not, what do you, not what football injury.
Hold on a
injury.
Second. What do you mean? Are you saying Ben Roethlisberger wasn't in the weight room? Is that what you're trying to get out of the bar?
I don't know.
I mean, that's your boyhood team.
I don't
team.
Know what that guy does on his time. I don't know. I'm just saying. Left pec, like that's, again, like Brady said, I think that's one of those things where it either could have came from a hit or maybe in the weight room or maybe somewhere else.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
So we don't know if he's going to, whether or not he's going to be available. This feels
like. Are we being
like,
serious?
Okay.
We really don't think he's going to try to play.
Well, look.
By the way, this could be his last year.
Right. Yeah, of course.
It probably is.
But I think, you know, Roethlisberger, he doesn't like to make much of his injuries. So
I'll put it this way. If they're trying to figure out pregame whether or not he can go, good luck. Because every time we ever went up and played the Steelers, whether I was in Cleveland or Kansas City or and whatever your team, opposing team want to talk about, Ben Roethlisberger, Denver, he would almost never come out before the official warm-ups. Like, and LeVar, you know how this goes. They test everyone out who's, like, questionable to play in the game
right
before the official warm-up goes just to see if they can go or not. They'll test them out a little bit.
Yep.
And usually you'll see quarterbacks, wide receivers out there before.
Anyway.
Throwing. Yeah, yeah they'll be out there anyway doing a routine, throwing and all that.
No.
I never in my life ever saw Ben Roethlisberger out there for like the pregame routine. Like he was never. In fact, I saw one time it was cold, it was rainy. He was coming out in like a parka, and he just walked out, maybe got 20 feet from the tunnel, and then just turned around and went back inside. Like he thought about it, but didn't want to do it. He's never been that. So I have no idea how they're going to test him out because it would go completely against his pregame routine that which he doesn't really do.
Yeah, I think the way Tomlin and his staff handles things, they'll make sure they're in a good spot with it before they get to game day. Now, if it's one of those last minute situations where you got to test it out before the game to see, I would assume that they already had their contingency plan ready to go anyway, and that's what it sounds like Coach Tomlin alluded to in his soundbites. So, you know, to me, this is one of those things where they're coming off of a tough loss against the Raiders, and Ben is trying to really solidify his career. I think that's the reason why he took the pay cut, the reason why he came back, is there's something left that he wants to prove. I would say it's a long shot, unless it's a serious injury to him, that he would actually miss a game following a loss, and following a loss at home, knowing that, you know, Haskins could be, you know, we watched Haskins kind of fade away and disappear in Washington. But you can't forget the fact that he came out as a highly touted quarterback in the draft. A lot of people just said it was the maturity issues that were getting in his way. It wasn't the talent of Haskins. Haskins had a really good preseason for this Steelers team as well. Steelers team. He also had a really good preseason. So I would assume that there are multiple reasons as to why Ben will be super motivated to get through the injury and play this weekend.
Hey Jonas, you've haven't dealt with pec injuries, but you're really good with trying to determine whether someone's ready to play or not.
Yeah.
What would be the testing that the Steelers would do to ensure that Ben Roethlisberger's left pec can go?
I don't know. Take a couple snaps. I don't know how this impacts anything.
Couple snaps.
Yeah, I don't, like, how does this impact anything? Like, the fact that this is even this feels like maybe Ben didn't want to come out and say it. Maybe he went to Mike Tomlin and said, "Hey, you can tell the media, but I'm dealing with this pec issue." Like, it just feels like we're already at the point to where he's frustrated, and now we're looking around for.
You think it's something else?
Maybe. Well, I think that I'm not buying that this is this, you know, catastrophic injury that could be the end of the era for Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. This feels more like he's,
Let's do this really quick because we have time, fellas.
All right.
All right, here's what we do.
All right.
We rank all the quarterback injuries that are out there right now, okay? We rank the double sprained ankle with Carson Wentz. We rank the rib injury with Tua.
Okay.
We rank Ben Roethlisberger's pec injury.
Yes.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor's hamstring.
Yes.
We go through them all, fellas. Okay. Let's rank all the injuries. What's the worst? What's the least?
All right. So do we need now we have some game show music here. We have a live studio band. No stone unturned here for two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. They are socially distanced, masked on. They have instruments in their hands, and they're wearing medical gloves to make sure none of the germs get on any of the instruments. I'm going to go Carson Wentz with the worst injury, because when you sprain both ankles, you can't even take a crap without it being uncomfortable. So I'm going to go Carson Wentz with the worst injury of the bunch.
I don't know how serious those ankle injuries are, though.
Well,
are they high double ankle sprains? Is one low? Is one mid? Is one low?
All right.
High ankle sprains are much worse than any other ankle sprain.
I'll go Tyrod Taylor, too. Because it's a hammy, and that could take a long time to heal. Plus, he was playing well, so he gets kind of screwed. I'm going to go Tua with the rib injury 3, because I've heard rib injuries are very painful. I've never had one, but I've heard they're painful. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go Ben Roethlisberger pec injury as the fourth most significant of all the quarterback injuries.
You want to go next, or you want me to take it?
You could take it, LeVar.
I'm going to go with Big Ben as the number one injury this list. And the reason being is that we really are perplexed as to how this could be a serious injury and why it's a serious injury. And so, therefore, it probably is a much more serious injury than what any of us would know. And that's possibly why Mike Tomlin spoke about it. Number two. Is definitely going to have to be Tyrod Taylor's hamstring. Reason being, he's a mobile quarterback. And obviously, having the ability to be able to move around, stick it in the ground, so to speak, be able to deliver those passes downfield. Well, Tyrod can do it. And obviously, he's not going to play. So that's significant. I think the rib injury is an injury that Tua could possibly play with, obviously, and wants to play, because obviously if he doesn't play, he may never play again. And so I think he's looking at that rib injury as a manageable situation that he has going on, And so, therefore, that's not as serious an injury as it should be.
And you think the double sprained ankles are fourth?
Yeah, I mean, that's easily number four, man.
Yeah, easily number four.
So I'm going to start off.
Brady, you said he can't move anyway. So what's too?
That's a great
what's
point. How much is it really ankles? Hindering him?
That's a great point.
I'm going to go with Tyrod Taylor's number one for all the aforementioned reasons, but also because I mean, look, I think this hurts this team.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
The Texans were competitive with him at starting quarterback. I don't know what to expect with Davis Mills on a short week at home tomorrow night. We'll see. We'll see. But I think it's so punitive to the team that he's not out there. And it just it goes with the run of unluckiness that he's had. Next up, though, I'm with LeVar. I mean, this pec injury, and I've heard from a rumor too that it might be impacting Ben Roethlisberger's drinking hand. He tends to be a left-handed drinker.
Okay,
so the pec might actually hurt that potential. I'm just saying. And then I've got Carson Wentz.
Got to be able to get that water in. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That water bottle intake is serious on game day.
And then I've got Carson Wentz.
Interesting.
And mostly because of the stress that the double ankles have actually put on his body. Rumor has it that there is also some other developments on the back of his neck that Jonas is going to take shots at him on the other side of this. Yeah, so that's going to be an issue.
He needs a
that's
shot
be a
for
problem.
That neck.
Yeah.
Exactly. He might be on the neck IR if Jonas has his way.
I mean,
and then Tua's injury is last because, look, it's manageable. It's all about pain management. They can shoot it up. I think he'll still be able to play. So I'll put Tua's as the least of all four injuries.
Wow, that is something. I mean, I feel like we've really gotten to the root of everything here. Now, you keep mentioning Carson Wentz's neck. I don't know what you're alluding to, Brady. I'm not quite sure what you're getting at there. Does he have some sort of an acne problem on the back of his neck or something?
Well, I don't know about acne.
Yeah, cyclops.
You explained it as I don't know if you've ever had some of those pot stickers or Goiza.
That is.
You basically
never be able to eat one again.
Yeah,
you explained it as a pork dumpling on the back.
Thank goodness. As I ate them yesterday. I'll never eat them again.
LeVar's got a weak
really?
Stomach.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, LeVar's got
a weak
stomach.
They are good,
can't
but I mean,
them.
It's what it reminds Jonas of.
No, listen, look, I'm not here to pick on anybody. I just think when you bathe, I'm just telling you, like when you're walking through the supermarket and you pass on body wash and you go with WD-40, I think you get what you got coming to you. I'm sorry. So I'm not here to feel
that
bad.
That is a good smell,
guy.
Though. Yeah, I mean, for the I like the WD-40.
I do, too.
I just don't recommend using that on the back of your neck. Bad things happen. Yeah, you know, you end up
gosh, WD-40, gasoline. I miss the smell of gasoline.
Yeah, tell me about it. By the way,
rich people problems.
By the way, we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox coming up next. There is a team in the NFL that is lying to you. They are lying to you. Their owner is lying to you. We will expose them
lying.
Next year on FSR.
Hi.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on this hour, somebody on this show will try and do the impossible. They will try and do the impossible here. We will get to that coming up later on in the hour here on Fox Sports Radio.
So it's not timeout this week?
What's that?
It's not timeout this week?
Timeout.
It's different. You come up with different themes all the time.
Well,
you know?
Listen, I'm trying to just tease ahead. A little radio.
Hey, look, there's the potential for that, LeVar. Jonas could put either one of us in the penalty box.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
First of all, I'm not putting anybody on timeout. LeVar is a TV star.
All right, here we go. Here you go, man.
Like, facts are facts. So LeVar is going to be on FS1.
I thought you were teasing, man. I thought that was a tease.
Well, no, that's not part of the tease, but I do think it is worth pointing out that you being a TV star, you are going to be on Fox Sports 1 coming up later on.
That's right. Right,
and
that's very overstated.
Yeah, I'm
but,
just saying.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
I would check it out. I would, you know, potentially DVR it or keep the radio on, but watch LeVar on TV. It's a little radio magic here on FSR.
Very interesting. Very funny. What? Ha ha ha! I'm
You're
laughing.
TV star. What's
I'm
wrong?
Dying
with that?
Laughing.
Brady's
on the
a TV
inside.
Star too.
No.
Brady's really a star. That's a real big show. No. Like, he's a host on his show.
That's supposed to be.
I come in, I fill in. Like, you know, it's like, hey, can you do this? Sure. I make myself available.
Yeah, but come
even if that means, you know, stepping away from you guys for a few minutes.
Well, listen now.
I mean, it is TV. Yeah. You know, some of us got to get it where we could get it.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear
that's
you,
right, baby.
Yeah.
Get in where you're fitted.
Yeah, get in where you're
fitted. Especially on a
daily
today.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, it is hump day.
I mean, you have to. I mean, now, are you going to mention that it's hump day on FS1, or is that going to...
No, I'm much more professional when I do television.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Come on, man, stop that. It's a joke.
I'm trying to...
People are sitting there... Right, especially with people walking by in the background.
LeVar's doing his TV hits. There's a homeless guy, you know, snorting coke off the ground.
Possums and raccoons walking by, you know.
Literally, like, some guy by the bus stop, you know, wiping himself with a newspaper somebody left over from the 90s.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I mean, a little radio magic.
That's
here,
a old, you know, just, that's an old newspaper, man.
Yeah, damn right.
I wonder where
he
found it from. Probably worth something.
That's probably the same place the roach came from.
Oh,
geez. All right. By the way,
comfortable roach. That roach don't use newspapers. That roach uses watch rags.
That roach was smoking a cigarette.
Yes. With slippers for every single part of every foot he has.
You know, listen, a lot of people didn't know that you were a TV star, but it's amazing the things you discover on this show.
Speaking of which. Oh, well done.
All right. That is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox coming up 15 minutes from now. I'm going to try and do the impossible. Now I'm going to do something that I don't believe anybody else is going to attempt to do in the world of sports, and I'm going to be mocked at by specifically Brady Quinn. I can already tell I'm going to.
Yeah,
it's go poorly,
it's because but. You telegraph your passes. You know, I know exactly where he's going. I do. I can already tell how he's going to end up handling this.
So you're telling me I'm focusing on the receiver, staring him down the whole time.
You are staring down where you want to go with the football every time you drop back.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of the football, there's only one football to go around in Dallas. And according to Jerry Jones, contract status for the running backs involved, Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott, will not factor in to the ultimate decision about who's going to get the rock at any given Sunday. Mm. Tony Pollard looks a little bit more explosive. He looks like there's a little bit more there. Zeke still feels like it's not the same Zeke that we've seen in years past. But nonetheless, he got a big-time fat contract. And furthermore, he got one hanging out in Cabo with Eric Dickerson. I mean, you talk about that. That is how you negotiate a deal. So here we are. The Cowboys are trying to, spoil the, there's nothing to see here. Contracts aren't going to determine who gets to play. But nonetheless, we've got ourselves a situation at running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I know Brady was saying there was a controversy before the show. I don't know if I want to go that far. But here we are at the running back position here in Dallas.
Why do you do that? I'm not saying there's a controversy.
Why do you do that?
It just makes
you
me
wouldn't
laugh
be wrong.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be wrong.
So, when I watch them now, and this is probably I see the same thing. Who cares? But Tony Pollard clearly has more of a burst.
Yes.
Like, he has more of what you're looking for. And when you look at the wear and tear, for example, Zeke's 2 years older, but not even so much that he's 2 years older. Let's just look at rushes, for example. Let's look at total touches, for example. He's got 1,685 total touches between rushes and receptions, okay, in his career. Tony Pollard has 253. So when you talk about wear and tear, like on the other side of those touches, those rushes, those receptions, is a guy like LeVar hitting him, okay? And that's one of the biggest differences I see between these two is you've got a back in Tony Pollard who's 24 years old, has – what is the math on that? What is that, an eighth? Essentially an eighth of the touches that Zeke Elliott's had in his career. And it shows. Tony Pollard looks more explosive. And look, I'm sure the more he touches the football, the more he has to deal with injuries, getting banged up. Zeke went through a period of time, too, where he was running behind an offensive line for the Cowboys that was banged up. And I think a lot of people have always felt like they've got to stop the run and force Dak to win with his arm. But I'm not saying there's necessarily a controversy, but we're getting to a point where Tony Pollard's the back that I think people look at and say, that's the guy I'm more concerned with in their backfield. Zeke Elliott's great, but he's not the same home run hitter that he once was. Tony Pollard's now that back.
Yeah, I think you got to look at it from the same sensible conclusion, but a different focal point, which is Ezekiel Elliott is not as explosive. Ezekiel Elliott is not as effective and impactful. He has a little bit of top-end speed. You could see that in some of the pass plays that he's been involved in. But he's not a, as you mentioned, he's not a game changer. So I don't even have to qualify what Ezekiel Elliott represents right now based off of the effectiveness and the impact of Tony Pollard. The biggest concern here, if I'm looking at it, and I'm a Dallas Cowboys person that's either a fan or making decisions, is that this guy's contract does not match his production. Like, that's just clear. That's plain and it's simple. So when you look at this and you ask, is this a perfect situation? It's a perfect situation if you're looking at it from the standpoint of Ezekiel Elliott probably will find himself in a situation where his contract is the demise of his career in Dallas, if he's not willing to do something different moving forward. Now, he's probably okay with what his work situation is and what his pay situation is, but he can't be easy or comfortable with knowing he's in the situation that he's in right now. It is a red flag, and it probably will turn into a controversy because you have a very he's not nowhere near as highly paid as Ezekiel Elliott is, but he is the changer. He is a momentum changer. He is a big playmaker. When you saw them needing a big play, it was Tony Pollard that came up with it. He's already gone over 100 yards. He went over 100 yards rushing in the game against the Chargers, and he's seemingly the back that they need to use in order to get things going in their running game. So to me, that's more about Ezekiel Elliott, because if you're really looking at it from a critical standpoint, even if it's not Tony Pollard, you're still looking at it like, I'm paying this man a franchise running back contract, and he's literally the second best back on our team at this point. That's a problem.
Let me ask you guys a question. Which contract negotiation did the Cowboys lose worse, Zeke or Dak?
Well, right Zeke. Now, Zeke.
Yeah.
I mean, you've never seen at least Dak Prescott came out firing, guns a-blazing, yes, against Tampa Bay,
yes,
and gave you hope. And then, you know, gave them – they had the opportunity to win this game the way that they did against the Chargers. But Zeke, you haven't seen the Ezekiel Elliott that – was being compared to the best, if not the best, back in the league.
Yeah.
You have not seen him post contract.
There's a lot of reasons too. I'd make that case. I mean, I think the first is with Dak, you needed to continue to keep seeing him over and over and over again. There were some questions. I don't think he had questions about Zeke and what he was, but the difference was, if I'm not mistaken, he had 2 years left on his deal. Like,
yes,
That was almost a precedent-setting deal where Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones jumped the gun 100% in doing a deal with a running back that, yeah, he had proven himself, but still, it's just most organizations don't want to do what they did at any other position, maybe besides quarterback. So that was the first precedent that I think they set that wasn't good. And then they signed him to a contract where he's under contract through 2026. That's the final year of his deal.
Jeez.
So they can't get out of it for a while. Now, they could technically before the 2023 season and only face, I think, almost a $12 million dead cap hit. And they could break that up in 2 years if it was a post-June 1 designation, but, you know, and split it up in 2 years, so it won't be that bad. But they signed themselves into a deal that they're locked into. So those are all the things that I think you're looking at saying, yeah, if there's one contract situation they mismanaged, it's definitely that one. Because I would make the case that, you know, they needed to see more from Dak. They did. Now that they saw it, they paid the man what he deserved.
Yeah, it's that's funny. Jerry Jones being Mr. Businessman, I wonder how that sits with him.
Or does he
look at it and just say, you know, I'm making so much money, who cares? I mean,
I think it's the latter.
Who has money, they want more money, and they want to protect the money they have.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't smell gas or WD-40.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, they miss those smells. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well,
the big ballers.
Well, I think it's, you know, because people have had masks on. Literally any excuse for Roberto to hit the fart drop in the system.
Not to get on a complete sidetrack, but I'll say this much. I think people, because I have to travel now every week, I think people have started to really just let it go in public. I'm just saying, man. They're not holding it in anymore. They know people are wearing masks in public places.
Yeah.
And in particular on airplanes.
Yeah.
You know what? If you take your mask off on an airplane, it smells like a damn cow pasture.
Oh, wow. Okay?
People are couldn't light a match. Otherwise, the entire thing would light up because of all the gas in there.
Oh, man. That is
I'm just being real with you guys.
Like that match.
Everybody singed.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
A whole lot of singeing.
I'm just saying before, you maybe had some people who like they'd let it go. They'd be looking around like, oh, who did that? You know, blame it on other people. Now no one even questions it because they've all got masks.
No greater feeling than like you're on a first date and you say your goodbyes and you're far enough away to where you can just sort of let it rip. Yeah, that's what everybody's doing on a plane now. I mean,
you really drew that picture though. Yeah. Like, after that first date when I walked away, like you literally relived that. I'm watching you relive it.
Where he lifts that leg up.
Yeah, you lift the leg up.
You don't want to be blatant
curl
about it.
Curl your face.
There's a certain distance away. Like within 10 feet, you cough to drown it out if you can't wait that long.
Right.
After about 20 feet,
you flush the toilet,
clap your hands almost like there's a gnat in front of you. Yeah, you want to like, oh, what the hell is that? And you clap your hands.
I have an uncle who always lifts his leg up when he.
Yeah, that's his. See, you're just telegraphing it. You don't want to do that. It seems very obvious.
Well, no. I think it's a technique to not make it sound as loud. Because, again, you're trying to provide.
Yeah, there's the cough as well. Yeah. And then there's times where you mistime the cough and you think you got it. All. Yeah, so then you do one of these, like, and it seems
Or you just blame it on some
people
animal.
People look at you, that was not a real cough. That was a cover-up.
It
was him, Dad.
Yeah, but again, I mean,
a frog that I heard.
Not that I know.
Oh my gosh!
All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox coming up next. I'm going to try and do the impossible. Brady thinks he knows where I'm going with this discussion. He's dead wrong.
Okay.
We are getting to that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Uh-huh. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox.
Hey!
Coming up, top of next hour, very bizarre handling of a situation in the NFL by a couple of coaches. Very strange how they go about doing this, but we'll get into all of that here, top of next hour on FSR. By the way, when a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. All right. So you guys have talked about throwing out the first pitch.
Do you want me to give you the guess of where I think you're going? Do you want to pick this off before you even get there?
Well, yeah, we'll see if go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Pick it off.
Go ahead.
So Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Threw out the first pitch. Was that a Wrigley, by the way?
That was a Wrigley Field.
That was Wrigley, right? Yeah. That's what
I thought. You ever been there, Brady?
I've been there once. I've actually done that once.
Harry Caray's a cool spot.
It is. Yeah, it's a great spot. Gets a little crazy there.
Definitely.
If you know what I mean. So.
You about done in there? So,
sometimes you put on a suit, right? Because you want to look dapper, especially for a guy like Conor McGregor. And most guys, especially if you're from Europe, they want that European cut.
Yeah, damn right?
And what that means is, you ever seen those vacuum seals, right? You put stuff in a plastic bag, you vacuum seal it, just sucks all the air out, so everything's just packed tight.
Yeah.
It's kind of how, that's what a European cut suit is. It is glued to your body.
Yep.
Now, the problem with that is you're not going to be able to really move much. You're gonna have a hard time, you know, doing most physical activities. Maybe even throwing a baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, Conor McGregor's suit was so tight, LeVar, he had a hard time controlling where the ball was going, because once he brought his arm up to throw,
it couldn't come back down.
He could. It was going to come back down, but his entire body was going to come back down with him because of that tight suit. So Conor McGregor was trying to do the impossible by throwing out a first pitch in that tight of a European cut suit.
All right. Now,
is that what you were going to say?
Where were we at, Jonas?
Is that what you were going to say?
I mean, it's in the ballpark.
Go ahead. Tell us what you're going to say.
Well, let me just defend the tight suit first and foremost. So somebody was at a wedding this past weekend and saw some people in some loose-fitting suits. It looks terrible. Get a tight suit. All right, do what Brady does on Big Noon Kickoff. All right, get something that's painted on.
Unless you're chubby in the belly like me.
Stop. No, you're not. You are not.
You got to figure it out.
But, yeah, listen, the suit was a little tight, so that may have thrown off the trajectory there.
These big artists.
That was actually Brady outside Harry Caray's. So here's the here's really the other portion of this.
I believe
he threw off the mound. All right. Now I believe he did throw off the mound. He shattered his leg. He snapped his leg not that long ago.
So he's still sore.
Well, yeah, he's like still got somewhat of a brace on, and he's still out trying to fight Machine Gun Kelly, working out all the time. He's traveling the country. I think he was at the Cowboys Chargers game this past week. He's at Wrigley throwing out the first pitch. Like, I don't know what. So you guys have been through a lot of rehab. If your leg snapped and it was almost a compound fracture.
What brace are you saying he's wearing?
It's got like this. It's like one of those like Alex Smith braces, to where he's got it. Like he's got to keep the bone.
He's not wearing it in the video, though.
It looks like he's got something on underneath.
Mm. Like, are you sure that's not something else?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not here to have that discussion.
Oh.
Right, but so yes, I would like to defend him because his suit was a little tight. But then
because I'm. That's where you wanted to go. You just tried to make up the rest.
Because I'm a broadcast professional, I was able to pivot there and steer the conversation another way. Because I've had to filibuster on weekend overnight several times, so I know what it's like to come up with something on the fly when you realize that the topic you're in is awful and you're drowning and there's nobody else out there to save you. I'll just ask you guys this. If you were his trainer or you were a doctor, would you recommend after snapping a leg that you fight Machine Gun Kelly at the VMAs and then go to Wrigley Field and throw out the first pitch off the mound in a suit?
That's part of his persona. I mean,
he just snapped his leg.
Well, that's part of McGregor's persona. He's a tough SOB, and you got to do things that, he's promoting his proper and stuff like that. He's got a lot of stuff going on, and he's a businessman, and he sells his brand. For a long time, before he started taking all them L's, we compared him to Mayweather and the MMA.
Yes.
It's like, this is the Mayweather of MMA. He's okay with being the bad guy. He's okay with the persona that he has. So I think he just maintains his persona. And whether his leg is broken or whether his finger is hanging off his hand or whether he's throwing pitches like far, far, far to the right, It is what it is.
Okay, was his first pitch better than yours, LeVar?
No.
Okay, so yours was Brady.
Mine was at least accurate. I bounced it, but it was at least accurate.
All right. What about you, Brady? How was yours in comparison to Conor McGregor?
Well, I mean, mine looked like an actual pitch compared to his. I mean, mine actually made it over the plate. We were good. There's no issues there.
Is it weird that an MMA fighter can't throw a pitch like that, or is it really just all about the suit?
It's like watching a wrestler try to play basketball. They never practiced shooting hoops because it was always during the wrestling season, so they never learned how.
But it's got to mortify the players. Like, I know those players be looking at us when we throw that stuff like, dang, dude, like, baseball players should get way more love.
Yeah, but you know what? You ever seen a baseball fight? All right, that's what Conor McGregor says when he looks at them.
Yeah, fair.
And now we're even. Just trying to defend.
That's why they don't do it often.
Brady trying to derail my tease.
You think you're
a NHTSA?
Picked you off.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.